This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's far more important fish to fry.
Yeah, but we
and
do.
Bigger fish
I mean,
to fry.
I was
fry.
Getting texts, and people had some good ones ready
no,
to go.
Didn't. Yep. They didn't have nothing.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be... It's supposed to be something like in the middle of a bathroom where, you know, there's a stall in the middle and then there's two stalls on the other side. It's supposed to be anonymous. Okay, that's the way we like coming in hot. You're not supposed to know it. If you know it, it ruins the excitement. Then you got to find another bathroom. And who knows where you can find that? I mean, my goodness, they're fewer and fewer between than what they used to be.
Wednesday has bathrooms.
Wednesday has bathrooms, but they're four-person stalls. They're not three-person stalls. You understand? Got to. Okay. You are hot about this college football playoff stuff.
Well,
you're hot about the playoff than you are Ohio State. Are you as confident as you've ever been that Ohio State's going to win on Saturday? Is that why we're just kind of moving past?
No,
I tried to stoke the fire here and there a little bit.
No, I was more confident during certain Tressel years and certain Urban years. Now, Doug is absolutely right. The difference has been the last 3 years. Michigan has been, what do you say, top 10 all
top
3
10,
years?
Top 10, yeah.
Now, I don't want to fight him on everything. We have some good arguments.
That was awesome.
And I did find that conversation to be interesting. I wonder if anybody else did. But
I think they did.
Ohio State was also supposed to be better all 3 of those years. Like, they had amazing talent all 3 of those years. So, yes, he's right. Michigan top 10 all those years. But... how many in those 3 years? Eventually, they were going to lose to Michigan.
If
Urban was the coach, do they lose more than once?
As a former person, no. No.
They would have lost eventually.
Yeah, they would have lost eventually, but they wouldn't have lost back-to-back.
But
I don't think they would have lost back-to-back.
CJ Stroud and Marvin Harrison Jr. and
no, they wouldn't have lost back-to-back. I think what he did such a good job of brainwashing young men into caring about that. Guys, it's so easy. And this is where programs like Texas A&M, I think, have been lost in the past. You can name a lot of programs, man, where I think guys just get lost in the soup and they use it from a point C to A instead of using it as like, hey, you're going to spend time here, and if you're going to spend time here, you must take this passionately. Because every major college football program has a major rival. This one is a cut above the rest. It's you and Michigan, then Alabama-Auburn, then it's really everybody else. And it's really everybody else. I mean, we mention rivalries all the time, but yeah, the other ones just kind of run together. Those two are special, and you're at the top of the heap when it comes to college football. And frankly, Yankee fan, Red Sox fans, you guys play like 19 times a year. I don't give a damn about that. Ohio State, Michigan is the creme de la creme. And you got to get people who maybe didn't grow up in the rivalry to really fully care. Because you could say, I know about these rivalries. You got to live it. You have to live it. You're a part of it. You have a responsibility in the end to the rivalry to take advantage of this opportunity and to bring the rivalry back to you. That's what you're supposed to do. And I think so many people get caught up in the result. Like when Jim Tressel was on yesterday, I was lapping up everything he said because he was talking about the process. And you got to fall in love with the process to get the result. People just want the result. You have to respect and love the process to get it. And what Urban did with the obsession of beating Michigan, he knew he had a team that was going to the boat race 98% of the other teams that they played during the regular season. And honestly, that's why I do think there was a Purdue blip in there and an Iowa blip in there.
Yeah.
Where Ryan Day hasn't had that.
No, he hasn't.
But Urban
did. He handles
did.
The business against those teams.
And they were so mesmerizingly goofy that I know that Urban Meyer didn't respond that way. I mean, he had health problems after losses. But they were just like, this is bizarre. I can't believe this has happened. But when you spend a lot of your time facing one opponent and talking about one opponent, yeah, you can't help but overlook the opponent you have coming up and underlook the, what's right there in the bushes in front of you. You got to be careful. But damn it, how many people in all the arguments and conversation we have about Urban Meyer and his time with Ohio State, how much time do we really get into Iowa, the Iowa loss or the Purdue loss? Only we're trying to make a point of how great Urban was when it came to playing Michigan, when it came to beating Michigan.
And in one playoff
run.
Because
that was the job.
Right?
That was the job. The organization as itself, the program as itself, takes care of everything else. You're one of the best. You should be the best. You have the resources to be one of the best. Michigan's different. So you should just take care of everything else. Michigan is the one. And Urban got that. And I've questioned whether or not Ryan Day got that. Well, if Ryan Day is saying things like he said the other day on 10 TV, then yeah, he's got it. If he had to learn it, he's learned it now.
Now, is there a chance
that is crazy.
Is there a chance he's put, and it's not just him, but the media has had the pressure, the fans have had the pressure on Ryan Day. Is there a chance he's put too much pressure on himself? Is that possible?
No. It is.
So you think he will, if that's a close game in the fourth quarter, you have faith that he's not going to buckle under of that?
No, I don't think he should. He shouldn't. If he does, we'll have a different conversation on Monday, because I tell you what, it is a game I think is going to be closer than what some people want to make it out to be, and you got to stay far away from social media, because I think a lot of people are going to be bitching up a storm. I think if it's a six-point game where they are within quote-unquote striking distance, even though I have very little faith in the Michigan offense, if they're quote-unquote within striking distance, then their defense will have played very well. Ohio State's offense will have still trying to be solving a puzzle, and if it's close, you are going to hear bitching on social media. But as long as you win that game, that's fine. I just can't see him turtling up again. I was shocked that he did it last year. Shocked. I can't see it doing this. I can't. I just can't. After all this, after the lead up, after those words that he said.
So many edges in this
game. It's your father dying, for crying out loud. I mean, this is much. And what Jim Tressel said yesterday, you can hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app, which is absolutely, again, absolutely free. I cannot see him turtling, because I think that you're at work. You're too engrossed in the situation to be that nervous. Fans get nervous. They have no power over anything. They didn't sit there and watch the tape. They didn't have the practice. They didn't get to know the people personally. They didn't do those things. So by the time the game comes around, yeah, you're going to be nervous. There's always a nervous energy. But there comes a time where you're at work now, and you've done the study, and now it's getting your team over the hump. And so I hope that Ryan Day has done a convincing job of getting them all to buy in. I can't think, hearing these comments, you won't play them again because I keep referencing them. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Hearing these comments here, listen to this. Audio courtesy of 10 TV. What's more personal than that? There's no way those players don't understand how serious this is. And you can always say it's just sports, and really it is. I mean, it's their livelihood. It's his legacy.
From Will Howard, who's not an Ohio guy, not from here, no connections here, and ends up transferring here. And I think he has endeared himself to the Buckeye faithful pretty damn quickly.
He gets that. You're not going to get that at Kansas State.
So, little nugget was shared with me.
What?
Over the last few days.
Was it creamy?
I think it's pretty creamy if you want to introduce it the right way.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Day does get it this time around. And maybe sometimes
it's not a creamy.
No,
you mean.
Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
Sorry, I didn't know get it meant.
Jim Tressel's been spending some more time at the facility.
Ooh.
This past year.
Oh.
It's been very generous with his time. We'll just leave it at that.
I like that. That
maybe in the past he had not leaned on some of his resources as much as he could have. And I think he understood this year. This was a leaning on the resources year. This was a pretty big one.
I don't want him to do something stupid just to show he has guts.
Yeah.
I want him to manage the football game properly, but also understand that what's at risk and what's at stake. And when I say the term risk at first, I mean, you know how big this game is. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, are you even open-minded to this idea? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, and whether or not you're stuck in line right now on The Fan.